Welcome, everybody. Let me help you envision, explore, and execute your plans. This is Motivate Me, and I'm Lynette Renda. Today, business consultant and Instagram expert Jason Shergott teaches us the first 7 steps in launching a digital business for free. Before we get started today, I just want to make sure you know you can go to motivatemepodcast.com, and there you're going to find our show notes, links to all of the resources mentioned. You'll find an application to be on the show. You'll have access to our email, and we can direct you to the Motivate Me Ultimate Support System Facebook page, because nothing matters more to me than to connect with my listeners. So I hope I can do that starting right now. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Thursday, and Jason Shergott is here to teach you a lesson. Jason Shergott is a business consultant and the creator of the Daily Motivation page at Millionaire Notes on Instagram, and he has a following of 150,000 plus. But today, we're going to be talking to Jason about his new business, jasonshergott.com. So Jason, welcome to the show.
Hey, Lynette, thanks for having me, and thanks for having me again. And just a big shout out and deep, sincere thank you to you, because as you mentioned, when I was on the show the first time, we talked about my Instagram page a lot. And towards the end of it, you said, have you ever considered being a business coach? And I had, but I had never got certified, but I took those steps forward. And what we're going to learn today is about taking those steps. So again, first and foremost, thank you for pushing me to do that. And secondly, for having me back on the show.
That's super exciting. I didn't even know that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So thanks again.
That's awesome. And I am very excited because everybody, I am actually going to be seeing Jason Shergott when we go on the 50 state tour. We leave in May, and Jason invited myself and my crew to come spend the night in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And I have never been to Pittsburgh, Jason.
Well, I will definitely show you a good time. We'll talk offline or on Facebook more about what you like most, and I'll make sure we deliver that. But it's definitely a fun city. Anybody that's listening hasn't been there. It's really under a resurgence, and ever since Google came in, it's just been not new cities, but it looks like a new city because all of the surrounding towns from the city have really jumped up. And talk about food, like you'll see it if you Google, it's now rated one of the top places to eat in all of America.
I heard that it's totally up and coming, and I'm actually following an Instagram page, I think I tagged you in it, that has to do with Pittsburgh food, and I'm like, this looks amazing.
it's really, really great food right now, so it's a fun time to be in Pittsburgh, and your trip was well planned.
I can't wait. Okay, so let's get this off to a good start. You know I always kick off the show with a meaningful passage, and you have one for us today, right?
Yeah, so I have a quote, a personal quote, and it's really true to me right now, and it's And everyone listening, I want you to do this. Here's the quote. Embrace the past, celebrate the present, but work for the future, your future. And that's by me, Jason Shergott.
Well, I love that so much, especially because, you know, I have a lot going on with my business and the tour, and we're going to be airing from the road every day. We're going to have a YouTube channel where we're posting our videos, and we're going to be shooting film for a documentary. And I said to my husband, just last week, I looked at him and I go, hun, I'm going to be so successful in like 3 years.
Exactly. Yeah.
So that's tell fun. Us how you connect to it.
Well, for me, I mean, it's just like, I'll give you a personal story because like really, that's what I love about your podcast is your three steps on the three E's. But embracing the past, like, I mean, I've been working to become who I am. And you'll see that. And there's a little video on my website. You know, over 4 years ago, I decided I want to make mobile applications, and I took that step and I did it, and I did it self-funded, and I knew nothing about it. Well, it was successful, but then it quickly tanked, and I was like, what the heck? I did everything I was supposed to do, everything the gurus told me, blah, 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 etc. And then I learned skills though, right? It wasn't a mistake because I learned the skills, and then I was able to leverage those skills to start working for corporations, making mobile applications. And now in my present life, I am seen as an expert in making mobile apps. And since I have all the consulting years behind me, and I'm an entrepreneur at heart, I just found a way to marry all of that into a perfect concoction, potion, if you will, where now I just go and I work with Fortune 500 companies to understand their mobile needs, and I go in there as an expert, and I build them for them, and I work about you know, 16 to 20 hours a week. So it's been amazing, that full circle. And the crazy part about it is, when I was making that first mobile application, I was doing the full-time job and then a nightly grind. And the very first corporation I went back to sell direct to was the corporation I was working in when I was moonlighting to make mobile apps. So just telling everyone, as Lynette said, she's going to be very successful in 3 years. Here's me as another one that 4 years ago, and 3.5, I was, when it all went down, I was like, oh man, this is awful. But fast forward today. So I always, it does happen. You just have to trust the process and believe in yourself. And then I always say, as you said, 3 years, you're on the advanced timeline, because I'm working for 2020. I started in 2015 and it's going to take me about 6 years. But I know that my 20s, and not my actual 20s, I'll probably be closer to my 40s by then. That's when the true magic is going to happen, in the years 2020 through 2030. So keep up the good work, Lynette, and everyone that's listening. Yeah, I mean, I would love to tell you that I'm going to be able to reap the benefits of what I do today. But no, that's just a gift I'm giving to my future self, as my younger self gave me the person I am today.
That's awesome. I love that. I had no idea that you do mobile apps. I had no idea. And guess what? I just recently applied to a very big sponsor. And today, when we're done with our interview, I'm reaching out to a second one. And that's one of their questions is, do you have a mobile app? So maybe you could put some thought into how a mobile app could help me with my tour, so people could follow us around that way too. I don't know. But can you put some thought into that for me?
Absolutely. No problem. I'll send you an email.
Okay, great. All right. So talk to us then about how this passion started for you.
Okay, so it just comes back to about a decade ago, when I was a younger, out of college kid, and I wanted to tackle the world, right? And just my vision was so vast. But I was struggling with, you know, how do I get started? Where are the resources? I don't have a lot of money, and how do I make all this happen? And also, 10 years ago, technology isn't where it is today. I mean, I have some funny things that I'll share on my social media. It shows what a website looked like a decade ago and what it looks like today for free. That's where it started. I just wanted to get somewhere, and I was having trouble finding people, connecting with people that could help me level up. And that's why I say I'm here to help you level up your life and business. And so now that I've gotten past all those hurdles, I just really want to give back, and that's all I ever want to do. Like, you know, my vision for success isn't like Lamborghinis and watches and stuff like that. I mean, I said that in the first time I interviewed too. It's really just, am I making an impact? Am I being able to balance work and life so that I'm still living a life and helping others? So that's what this is. I know there's so many wonderful minds out there that are just saying, how do I get to step 10? Or I've got to step 10, and I really love the creation process, but I don't really like so much the admin process or handling resources or building out, you know, the to-do list to get me to the next level. Well, that's, you know, that's my zone of genius, and that's where I like to help. So now I can do several things, and that's where this got me to this business model and putting it out there. Just so, again, I have several other businesses that I'm running, whether it's Millionaire Notes, whether it's my mobile app consulting, whether it's my other consulting, and some other smaller things I do. This is just going to be something that I call in the right people that really feel the pain, resonate with what I'm saying, and they need my help. And they can see me as a trusted advisor to guide them, because that's all I wanted a decade ago. And that's what I'm going to be doing for others moving forward.
Okay. So the skill you are teaching today is what?
All right. So today I want to teach you how to take the first 7 steps in launching a digital business for free.
And why is this important for us?
Well, it's important because you may not have a big budget, or you may have to make ends meet, and having these first 7 steps are going to do a few things. One, it's not going to put stress on your pocketbook. And two, you're just going to feel so accomplished that you've taken these first 7 steps, and you're going to be surprised at the foundation you have set up for your business just by taking these 7 steps.
You know, it's so overwhelming, all this digital nonsense. Oh my gosh, it's so overwhelming for somebody like me. I mean, because and it's not that I don't get it. I get a lot of it. I just don't have the time, you know, to study it all. And so for you to teach this, I think, and break it down in a way that, you know, people can really digest it better. Like for me, my job is 5 days a week putting out a podcast. Then I have to, on top of that, worry about the digital aspect and marketing of it. So I'm really interested in what you have to teach us today. So go ahead, Floor is yours. Here's our lesson.
Exactly. And we're going to walk through it. So again, as we get through this, these are the first seven steps. There are many steps after that. Ever, just like a mountain, you're trying to get to the first peak, the next peak, the next peak. And eventually, hopefully, we get to put our flag on top of the mountain. But let's take the first seven steps. Let's get you on the path to success with the foundation that makes you feel good about your business. So what is step one? Step one is to purchase a domain name. Now, my recommendation is always to choose a .com or a .org. Now, it's going to be very contradictory because I have a millionairenotes.co, but my Jason Shergott website is jasonshergott.com. And I'll work through fixing that .co issue on my own. But why is that a problem? And why am I telling you .com and .org? Now, there was a couple years ago, they said .co's are hip, they're cool, they're no big deal. But honestly, if somebody types in like any website, they're going to first go to .com and that website's going to be pulled back. So if you're .co, you're really going to have to do some user education and customer education about, no, I'm a .co. So my recommendation is stay away from .co. Just trust me on that. The second step is you want to create a Google Apps at Work email account. Now, why is this? So one of the things you want to do is when you're starting a digital business is you want to look professional. And I see Lynette's email is motivatemepodcast.com. What we don't want to see you have out there is a Gmail account, is a Yahoo account, is sexygirl41756@hotmail.com. You are a professional. We need to act like it. And the best platform to do this is the Mecca, of course, is Google. They're great. And Google Apps at Work will get you set up with your own email address for free for the first 30 days. And then thereafter, if there's only one user, is $5. Now the beauty, and I'm gonna talk a little bit more about this one in detail. The beauty of this is you really only need one email address, and then you create these aliases, and then you can really work through your workflow in your business units. So for example, you're gonna set up, like mine is jason@jasonshergott.com. But I also have info@jasonshergott.com, support, level up, scheduling, etc. And I'm doing all that for free for the first 30 days, and that's going to cost me only $5 thereafter. But when I do stuff on my website, it's going to route it to the appropriate inbox, and then I can still answer it all from my mobile device from that one account. So that's ways. And then as your business grows, you can add users, you can give controls. So I can say, hey, Lynette, you're coming on board. I love what you're doing. You're handling my info email. And then I give you rights to that. I could still see it on my phone. But you're now more professional. We're not sexygirl41725@hotmail. We are your name at yourwebsite.com. So definitely, definitely take that. And it's a quick, like 10-minute process. Step three is to create a business landing page / website. So my recommendation is Wix.com because it's free. Now it's free as long as you do not mind advertising. They'll put their Wix branding on the top and bottom. And also it's, to be completely honest, it's the website platform that I am most experienced with. So if you hear this and you want to reach out and you need some coaching through the process, I can be the expert on Wix.com. So why do you need this landing platform? Well, you just need a digital space for your business where people can come and visit you and understand what you do, learn about what you do, and find ways to get them into your sales funnel. Now let's stop and talk about sales funnels for a little bit, because I think, Lynette, you're really going to like this part. There's so much, as you said, digital stuff out there, and so many people are like, buy this, do that, boo-doo. No, you don't need all that when you're starting out. You need to have a product or service and a way to market to your customer, that's this landing page, and a way to collect information about that customer so that you can take an action on next. You don't need, I'm not going to name drop any stuff out there because you'll find on your own, but you don't need to pay X dollar or $100 to X company and then another $50 to Y company and another $75 to Z company just to tell people what you're doing, because this is a perfect segue into step four, which is to lock down your social media handles. And that's how I met Lynette, everyone, through Instagram. But another way to get easy free sales and marketing is through social media. So my recommendation here is always, whenever you start your business, and you know what that is, lock down every single social media platform and just have it in your pocketbook, even if you're not using it today, so that no one else can take that. It's for me, social media usernames are like the .coms now. You have to lock those in. And a pro tip is 15 characters or less if possible, because then you can always just have the same one. We say social media, oh, just follow Jason Shergott on social media. Now, no matter where they go on social media, if they look up Jason Shergott, I have that. And if there's nothing there, I'm like, well, there's nothing here. It's a ghost town. No big deal. The importance is, as my business grows, as my team grows, and we manage those platforms, they're secured and no one can take them. And more importantly, if you become successful, no one can take it, and then you have to pay them a big check just to get your own name back. So that's a big tip there on lockdown social media. But through social media, you can just put out content like Lynette does, like I do on Instagram, on Facebook, on YouTube, etc., and just call in your customers, your clients, people you're trying to work with. Showcase your products, showcase your services, and it's a way for them to get in touch with you. And what I love about social media most is the authenticity of it, the way that I can connect with someone. They can say, oh, I'm actually talking to Jason. I'm actually talking to Lynette. This is amazing. Where if you go to like PepsiCo, they have a whole department. Now, that's not to say that, as I said, like when I get to the 20s, 2020 through 2030, that that's always going to be true, because as your business grows, so does your team. There's no way that you can ever manage every single message, comment that comes into your social media as you grow, because there's just not enough time in the day. But as you're starting out, you can. And that's how you can really start grabbing your customers' attention. Now, the fifth step is to create calls to action on your landing page or website to collect customer information, right? So this is as simple as offering something for free in exchange for an email address. And the special note is you don't have to have the landing page be your purchase domain name. Remember in step three, I said, you know, create a website and use Wix.com because it's free. You don't have to put, like, I didn't have to put jasonshergott.com up there. I could have did, you know, like wix.com/jasonshergott, and I could have marketed out that URL, and it would have cost me nothing. I could have still integrated it with my emails and had my call to action to say, sign up for my email or go to a product. You're saying, well, wait a minute, you need e-commerce to sell products. Not necessarily. You need to have another third party that lets you integrate with their system and leverage their software. So for example, if I post something on eBay and then I post a button on my landing page site that has my product hosted on eBay, you as a user will click through. I'll make it a simple interaction where you go right to the purchase page on my eBay account and you'll pay, and then I'll get a shipment notification. I'll deliver it to you and I'll collect the funds. And I'm still using that Wix.com website for free. I'm not paying anything to eBay other than their percentage for getting me that customer, which you expect to pay as a rental fee. It's just a digital rental fee. And it's still all free. Now, that said, if you can afford a few hundred dollars, I highly recommend that you do use your domain name, like I am, jasonshergott.com, because it just makes it that much more professional. Back to the sexygirl41275 at Yahoo. We just want to present that we are professionals and we are bringing value and high-quality products and services. Now, the sixth step, and that, those are basically the steps, everyone. If you get through step five and you've accomplished all that, that's the end of today's lesson. The next two are just the fun parts. So step six is, and this is important, I want you to take away this. If you take away nothing else, celebrate your accomplishments, guys, and celebrate your accomplishments of completing the first five steps. Now, when you do this, just promise me you're going to reward yourself with something. I don't care what that something is. The fun part is you get to pick that something. But you've worked hard doing these five steps. You've set up the foundation. Celebrate that first step. And then let's look forward to the next peak. And then we just break down how to get to the next peak. And that's step seven. You just focus on progress, not perfection. As Lynette said, I'm doing a Millionaire Notes, but it's taken me over 14 months to create that following. And it's taken me over 10 years to be able to share all this insight and experience that I'm just sharing today. So those are the seven steps. That's today's lesson. I fully believe in you. You need to believe in yourself. And as we go through this, there's ways for you to contact me, and I'm glad to help, because again, this is just to help others.
I have to tell you that from our first interview, something that really stuck with me that you said that I think about every few days, to tell you the truth, is one of the things you did genius-like is on your Instagram, you rock that Instagram. And I mean, I don't know if you're an affiliate or how you are selling these products off of your Instagram page, but you're like doing such a killer job on Instagram. And you said, and it was something about a ghost town. If you have too many different social media outlets, that it's better to put your attention into one than spreading yourself thin over many.
Absolutely. And that's actually a perfect segue into the listener resource, because what I'm promoting is that expands upon how I took Instagram for transforming followers into dollars. And it was my first ebook. I had a vision that I wanted to be an author. So how do I do that? I found out the first 7 steps in that process and I took them. And yeah, the book's not perfect, but it'll teach you a lot about Instagram marketing specifically and just overall brand marketing. And as Lynette's talking there about the ghost town, I wanted to build something that as a smaller team size, I could manage, I could be authentic with, and that I know I could put a lot of time and energy into, so that in the future I would be able to reap those rewards. And now I'm reaping them today, as Lynette said. But the thing about it is, what I love about the Millionaire Notes Instagram page most is that it's given people daily motivation, which is fantastic. But for me, it's now given me my own little platform where I can leverage my girlfriend's business, Lynette's business, my Jason Shergut business, because now I reach over 150,000. And even if I get 10% engagement on that, that's 15,000 potential people that are getting an advertisement about my services. And it's now costing me $0. It costs me time to the left, but now it's free. And also, because I have this huge size, you can partner with people. You don't have to be your own little independent entity. Lynette and I are talking today because she has an audience that needs motivation, inspiration. I have experience motivating and inspiring others. And I also have this business consulting experience that I can share. And together, we can provide better value to both of our audiences. So you don't have to be on this island alone. And I think that's why most of your listeners listen today, is because you want to find people to team up with, people inside your tribe, people just understand what you're trying to do, feeling the pains, want to see how others have dealt with past failures and how that led them to success, and then how they can work with them to make their own lives more successful and get to their own vision of success. So, I mean, I applaud you, Lynette, for doing that. I mean, I know when we talked the first time where your podcast was and where it is today, you are exploding. So I'm going to make you take step 6 as your daily go-to. I want you to celebrate for me, and I want you to send me a picture of what you did to celebrate.
Okay, I will definitely do that. And you know, when you were on the show last time, I didn't even have my Instagram, my Motivate Me Instagram up and running yet.
Exactly. So you're rocking and rolling. So I mean, way to go. I mean, I can't say that enough.
Thank you so much. But the one thing that I didn't do right still yet is I, until recently, truly didn't understand why I needed to have that template that we talked about on that show. I should have that template on every guest photo that says that they were guest on MotivateMe.com, you know, that on the Motivate Me podcast. So exactly. I need to make sure I get that now. I get it. Yeah. I'm slow, but I do want to know, who is sexy girl 41275 and what did she do to you?
Actually, I have no idea. I just remember seeing that the sexy girl part on an email address was something that came to me professionally, and the numbers I just made up. But I guarantee you won't forget it, and neither will anybody listening. They'll definitely think of sexy girl when they're making their professional emails.
Absolutely. All right. So thank you so much for that resource. And I want to know now, we're talking about creating this digital business. So you know me, envision, explore, execute. What should I see if I'm going to envision myself in this world of digital?
It's really simple. It doesn't matter if you're in a digital business, if you're in a brick and mortar, if you're service provided. First and foremost, you have to envision and you have to set the desired destination for this new digital business. And then we simply need to create milestone achievements that help us get to that end destination. So in the example I've been using, the milestones are the smaller mountain peaks, and the destination is where we finally get to plant our flag in the top. So 10 years ago, I was trying to get to where I am today. And I remember people telling me, oh, your dreams are crazy. You can't have that kind of woman in your life. You can't work that little. You can't do this. You're never going to happen. And now I sit there and I have lunches with some friends and they're in awe and they're like, you did it. And now I'm faced with a bigger problem is, well, and this is a great problem, but I guess I didn't dream big enough because now I'm setting bigger obstacles. So again, you need to set the destination and then create those smaller peaks. And what's very important, as I just alluded to there, is unfortunately, if you're a driven, ambitious person, you're either going to have to make a conscious decision that once you plant your flag in the top of that mountain that we're talking about today, that you're happy with that. Or you have to realize that even after you reach every peak and you get to that final destination point, it's not going to feel like the top of your mountain.
No, I don't believe we're ever done. I don't believe you're ever at that final peak. And the thing is that I also believe that we can't always predict or ever predict what the true big picture is, because, and this is from my own experience, and you know, here I am, 47 years old, and I am getting ready to embark on something I could have never envisioned for myself. And I'm not holding myself to anything. I'm not putting any boundaries on what could come of it during or after. I don't know. So, but what I am doing is knowing that there is more and keeping myself open for all of that.
And I love that. And I'm just going to take another minute to share some of my personal stuff, because what you just shared is, I want your listeners to really listen to that and understand that. And I'll take it a step further. I was 31. I decided I'm going to quit my job and travel Europe for the summer. It was an amazing experience. People thought I was crazy. And I came back, and what am I going to do? Well, now I'm working less, and I had that experience, and now I'm propelling myself forward. So as Lynette said, you never really know where you're going to go. And you have to trust in yourself and believe that as long as you have your heart and you're following your passion, you're never going to make a mistake. And anything you do that doesn't work out, it was a lesson that you needed to learn, because it's all part of where you're going. But the thing is, you have to set that initial destination in your head right now. If you can't think any bigger, the top of my mountain is this for this digital business, and set it. So then we can figure out what those intermediate peaks or resting stops is. As an example, is your tour. You're taking this tour because in the future, you know that this tour is going to help you get to that visualized mountain peak that you're working on for this podcast. But if we never set that initial, this is the ceiling, well, then we can't build the steps to get us there. But that's part of today's lesson. If we don't take those first five steps, which now as we break them down, they're not that difficult. It's just we have to believe in ourselves, trust in ourselves, and take the action to take them. We can't get to, you know, I'll just call this step 50, an email list of 1,000 subscribers, because we don't have a way to get a subscriber.
Yeah, I think that just putting yourself out there in the right direction is going to move you in directions you can't fathom, and setting that initial intention. And sometimes, like for me, Jason, it's like I had this conversation with somebody this morning, because long story short, you know, I need to do a promotional video. So I have that in the works, and I'm getting a brand new website. So that's in the works. And all of these things are in the works, and I play an intricate part in all of that. However, what I really want to be focused on is why I'm doing the trip. That's my favorite part. Mm-hmm. Planning the trip, talking to people like you who I'm going to be seeing along the way, and getting more involved in my show and the trip. But all of these other things we have to do. And as an entrepreneur, we have to do all of these different roles.
Yeah, and that's exactly correct. Well said.
So to explore then, what should they explore?
Well, you need to start researching your competitors, potential mentors, websites, products, webinars, free gifts, anything related to your business and where you want it to be in the future. And then I really want you to take extra time to take notes about what you like and dislike about what you see. And that is a next step. Keep the likes as part of your business vision and have the dislikes also in mind in a separate area of your business planning, so that you do not let them creep into your business. As an example, one of my personal dislikes is how online gurus always make it sound so easy to reach their current level of success, and all you need to do is buy their fill in the amount course. And I'm like, blah, blah, blah. It's not, you know, it's not a one-stop shop, or not every solution works for everyone. So just be careful when you're out there navigating all that, and you know, do the research, find out where you want to go, see what people that have been successful are doing, and then take stock in that, both likes and dislikes.
I think that's really great advice, to be, you know, leery of who you're investing in, because there's so many different programs out there. You could just spend so much money trying to learn, and you should learn from the best or seek people out who are truly successful.
Right, exactly. Thank you for expanding on that.
So executing a plan then.
Yeah, so first thing I want you to do is just complete the first six steps of today's lesson. And remember, step six is all about treating yourself. So I hope that's incentive for you to take care of that. And then I want you to, get yourself in the room. What I mean by that is, whether that is the library, YouTube, Google searches, an internship, taking a job that will give you the skills you need tomorrow, listening to podcasts like Lynette's, attending seminars, reading books, whatever it is. But to execute, you need to learn, and do so that you can earn your worth, reach your vision.
Excellent. All right, closing advice.
Believe in yourself. Only take actions worth taking. Find a mastermind group and sign up. Again, get into that room. Find people that are like you and trying to do what you are doing. It's only a waste of time if you don't learn from it. And then make sure you select the right mentor, coach, or program for your current needs. I'll use a math example here. If you are struggling with learning addition and subtraction, don't hire yourself a calculus tutor. Yeah, the calculus tutors look fantastic. You see all their programs and stuff and the success they have. Instead, find someone who has already mastered addition and subtraction and is working on learning multiplication and division. Why? Two reasons. One, because they remember more vividly the struggles you were going through as you're learning addition and subtraction in the business sense, because it wasn't long ago that they had the same struggles. So they'll be able to relate with you. And two, they will cost you much less than a calculus tutor.
Very good point on that. All right. So for people to reach out to you, I know that you're a part of our private Facebook group, which is Motivate Me Ultimate Support System. Mm-hmm. And I know people can reach out to you at www.jasonshurgot.com, which is S-H-U-R-G-O-T. Is there any other contact information you'd like to give?
Just the two Instagram accounts, just so you can see how it really works. Again, Millionaire Notes, that's at Millionaire Notes. That's over 14 months in growth, and that's like 150,000. And then Jason Shurgot, that little guy has around 200, but you have to start somewhere. So I want you to know that if anybody's trying to take the steps, just take the step. And I'm going to make this promise now. When this goes live, the website will probably still be under construction, so you'll see in its current state. But I will definitely make a longer YouTube tutorial that shows this website and covers some of the things that we talked about in this podcast. And I'll always leave it on my website under the podcast interviews so you can see it, because that website is going to change. But I think anybody that's listening that goes to that website, they're going to be like, what? It's really... To use a Don Draper quote, you make it simple but significant. It captures every single thing that we talked about today in today's lesson, and it gives me that while still giving me space and energy not to invest thousands of dollars in a website, and then allows me to continue building my website. So I will promise that I will have this so you can see it, because again, going back to what I'm talking about, it's easy for me to show you a $10,000 website and then tell you, I can have that $10,000 website, but then I'm promoting to you, you can do it for free. But that's not true. I want to show you a website that you really can do for free or under $300 on your own, because that's what I'm coaching. I'm not trying to show you I'm Hollywood A-list, because you don't need to be Hollywood A-list when you're starting out. You just need to take the first acting lesson.
I love that so much, that you're modeling for everybody. This is how you do it.
Yeah, exactly. And then as I continue leveling up, those that partner with me now or jump on the journey now will be like, man, I remember Jason. And then that's what people say about Manor and Notes account. But we can level up together. And just because someone's a few levels up higher than you doesn't mean they can't help you. But again, don't compare your page one to someone else's page 20. I forget who the author of that quote is, but that's one of my favorites, because people will see page 20. And I get this on Millionaire Notes all the time. Hey man, give me a shout out, or how did you do it? And I have YouTube videos to teach them how to do that, but they just see that future success and think it's going to happen overnight. But the reality is it doesn't, guys.
Well, and one of the things that you and I were talking about before the interview began was about outsourcing and about how much time is invested in the business, and that we have to learn where, how, and when to kind of delegate and outsource, right?
Exactly. And, today's lesson's over, but I promise it on my social media and my page, there'll be many more free lessons. And I'm sure someday Lynette and I will have another podcast interview I'd love to be part of. So just listen, guys. You know, here's my daily go-do. It's to keep listening to Lynette. I mean, she's fantastic. And, you know, the people she's bringing on this show are amazing. I just saw one that I could not stop looking at. This guy, help me with his name, but this guy had so many disguises. I lost 10 minutes of my day looking at his Instagram serious. Page.
Michael Gump he's on Instagram, and he's Bob Bugs on Instagram. His name is Michael Gump.
Yeah.
And I'm mesmerized by his pictures. I can't help it.
Yeah. So, again, that's my daily go-do is, you know, I can be a service to you because I have the ability to project manage and IT and all that stuff and structure. But the people Lynette's bringing on this show, guys, they're going to inspire you. They're going to motivate you. They're going to show you so many different ways you can be successful in life and business. So please, just keep listening to Lynette.
I love it. I'll take that as the go-do. Thank you so much, Jason, for coming on today.
Thank you, Lynette. I loved it.
I can't wait to see you in person. We're going to have a great time.
Absolutely.
We'll make sure to post pictures, everybody. Okay, and that's it for today. Please remember, you motivate me. I'm Lynette Renda.